Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Two games, you get to see exactly what type of culture you have based upon how people respond. So it's one of the reasons I focus on response so much, because to me that's all really life is, and teams are, and cultures are.
All right, that was Mike McDaniel yesterday, day after the game, and a rough day for everybody, for our fan base, for everybody in that building, and everybody in between that has to cover this team for a living, or is partially covering this team for a living in the sports world of the media. But, yeah, he was carrying on the culture. They just haven't played well enough. Even though there are a few good things that happen in the game, there was still a lot of bad things. And when you did something good, they did something better. And you got off to a slow start, and a slow start in all sports is a killer. Find yourself down the way they were, a couple of scores. And then late in the game, when you got a chance, excuse me, to close, you can't close. Not only did you get one shot, you got two shots to close. And you look at it, and you look at the weapons, and you're going, okay. I mean, I honestly don't know how much better, and we're only week two, I don't know how much better Tyreek, Jalen, and Devon, running back and two wide receivers, can play than the numbers they put up in that game. Total yards by Devon Achane, mostly passing yards. Waddle and Tyreek had kind of old school games that we kind of got used to before last year, and it wasn't good enough, and it still wasn't good enough, and broke down and caved down at the end. And hey, listen, nobody wants to hear in your last two drives it ends with a interception and the next drive ends with two sacks, one running out of bounds. So anyway, that's kind of sort. So you got things to clean up and communication, and you know, we keep talking about all these things, and all the guys came out and supported Mike yesterday, and it's great. I do believe it. You know, I literally had people ask me. I felt like a counselor yesterday, asking me, "Well, what's it like in the locker?" I don't know. What's it like at practice? I don't know. It's a pretty private group. I mean, Mike does a good job of keeping really even his own coaches away from the players, and letting them have their own space, and let the leaders of that team kind of lead that thing. And then when they're together and they coach them up and stuff, but like the locker room is not open to Dan Marino or anybody else to go down there. That locker room is for the players only. And I'd never heard that before. So, you know, it's all great. And all the guys came out yesterday. He drafted me. He believes in me. And, you know, I heard Patrick Paul and Chop, first and second round picks. It looked like they're going to be really, really good players. Patrick Paul's playing great at left tackle. When not everybody on the offensive line's playing great, he seems to still be playing at a high level. But and I get it, man. The guy that drafts you, you know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Don Shula. I wouldn't have had this opportunity, right? So I think all of us, when we get together, and Bo and Jimmy and Nat and I, and we all have one thing in common, man. We all got drafted different rounds, but he's the one who brought us here. Nat, of course, a Miami guy, but he brought us here to, you know, to be with him. So there will always be, at the end of the day, you know, whatever your relationship is with your coach, you're going, hey, man, I thank him. He got me. He put me in the NFL. He believed in me when other teams passed on me and all those things. And we got a lot of that yesterday. But for the fan base, that's not what this is about. For everybody else that's gone through, and unfortunately for Mike and Chris, this is part of what's been going on for a long time. I had more families come up to me before the game. Everybody knows where you are before and where I come in, and met some really nice families, some fathers that had their sons with them for the game. And they're going, hey, man, I know what's coming. You know, we've never seen a win in the playoffs. I go, yeah, I know. Of course not. They're little guys, and there's a good chance, you know, you probably, yeah, I got one. I kind of remember the last one. Oh, that's good. That's good. But, you know, so it's been just, saw some guys ripping just the whole thing, this whole organization, and just hasn't had success, just has not had the success that if you go back to 70s and 80s, it was kind of used to. Hell, nobody had 17-0 success. That was different level with Larry and Bob and, you know, all the rest of those guys that played on those teams, Merck and Jim and all the great players that played. But it's gotten to the point now where, you know, we have winning records and we're jumping up and down like, hey, let's get extensions. So it's just, I don't know, man. I don't have any answers. Everybody wanted to know what Stephen Ross is doing yesterday with this thing. And yes, the fire, the seats are hot. I didn't make them hot. They made them hot. You made them hot on yourselves, because you haven't won enough. And God knows we've spent a lot of money. We've had a lot of high draft picks. We've done it every way. We've traded for really good guys, one of the best receivers and one of the best corners and one of the best pass rush. We've done it all. And at the end of the day, when it all settles down, we go, wow, even though some of those guys have played well, in the positions I just talked about, it hasn't been good enough as a team to win a game, and it has not looked very good in the first two games. It just hasn't. Your home opener against the Patriots, that's, you know, they didn't know how to win and weren't sure, and now all of a sudden everybody's talking about how good Drake May is. This is what happens. Drake May, reading all the stuff up there yesterday, Drake May played his best game as a pro. Of course. Of course, Daniel Jones comeback. Look at Daniel Jones. They're talking about Daniel Jones. We may have that next guy that got a second chance. Didn't work with the Giants. Got a chance to be in a better organization. And look what he did against those Dolphins. We're always seem to be part of the story. The bad part of a story. Somebody gets their career going and it's us. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
Hey, I mean, look, man, how about the fact the guy's still talking about culture? Like, we spent the entire offseason with this nonsense and this culture crap. And
I would just say this, man. I you're right. And he babbled way too long on it. But he was asked a question.
I know, but, like, the fact that it's still a thing.
Well, you can't stop people from asking the question, right? Woody,
I know you can't stop people from asking, but it's the fact that it's still being talked about at this point, like when – we're 2 weeks into this thing. You're getting ready for Thursday night football.
Well, we need to break away from culture and talk about more meetings on assignments and making sure everybody knows and not making excuses for anybody that they know when they're supposed to be in the game, line up, who's in, when you're supposed to be in on a special play, getting plays in earlier. We need to do all that stuff. That stuff. Now, is that part of the culture? I, I don't know. I'm so sick of hearing about culture. Culture is starting a year right, Woody.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry.
Culture, I mean, culture like is
amazing.
Culture is starting to like catch up with Too Deep and like some of this other stuff. Like enough, man. The culture. First of all, the Heat started. They got it. I see now why the whole NBA is tired of hearing about the Heat culture. Seriously, those guys go, oh my God. Well, they did do something. They had something going where they brought in guys and they took second round picks and guys that couldn't work in other teams. And they were going G League back up for 10-day contracts to the NBA and then back down. And they came down here and spent an off season. And hell, the next thing you know, they're in the rotation scoring 18 a night through the years. So people going, Heat culture, it always works. Drama-free Heat culture, which, by the way, we are not drama-free like the Heat have been and still continue to be until last year. And then they made up for it with Jimmy Butler. They took in and go, hey, our heat culture is really good. But, well, I'll tell you what, Jimmy tried to break the whole thing up, man, after the Jimmy Butler, Pat Riley stuff. So anyway, that's and then yes, he tries to answer it, and it's like he's caring, like all like, hey man, just clean up the messes, coach them up, and here we go again. Except this time, you're stepping up to one of the three or four best teams in the NFL, and we're at their house on a nationally televised Thursday night football game. And I think everybody there, when they go in or they met yesterday, they're off today. Probably not off today. Actually, we got the short week. Everybody's going to be working. But, hey, man, you just got to clean things up. Got to go. Hopefully everybody can play. We don't have guys, you know, that it's a short week. And I get it. There's going to be some guys banged up that are going to be playing on both teams. But. Yeah, man, it was a fiery fan base yesterday, and I get it. I tried to take my patience. I did go out to play tennis, and I had somebody walk me all the way to my car, and I just played. It was hot. I just wanted to get a sweat, and I was like, look, I finally turned, and I said, I don't know what to tell you. I'm listening. I get it. I don't know what to tell you. You know, I just wanted to get in the car and go home. I don't know what to tell you. And I appreciate you're a fan. I do. I appreciate you're a fan, but I don't know. What's Stephen Ross going to do? I don't know. Call him.
Well, they're not taking your advice over there. And it's not like they're asking you for your opinion.
Well, they pretty much, everybody knows my opinion on a lot of things.
Well, yeah, you're very loud about it. Yes.
But
I don't think they're taking it into account is what I'm saying.
But I get they want to talk to somebody and like everybody wants to be heard. And I get it, you know, and I have to hear, you know, tickets, you spend, tickets are expensive.
There's only so long people can put up with this stuff, right? Like it's been 20 years or whatever, but this whole stint.
I was going to say this was the worst because it's right now, but it's not the worst. But I get that, but it feels like it.
Really?
Oh, Cam Cameron 1 year was.
I know, but the frustration level, though. Isn't the frustration of the fans at the all-time high now? Cam, because it's just.
Yeah. No. It's been longer, right?
Of 25 years, and there's no hope anymore. That's the other problem, right? There's no hope.
Well, there's no hope when you start.
There's no vision.
There's no hope.
There's nothing.
When there's no hope when you start and play the way they have in the first two games. Got off to a terrible start. You can't spot somebody. Two touchdowns, even though they came back and took the lead. And Malik Washington made one of those plays I was talking about last week. Like, somebody needs to make a game-changing friggin' play. And Malik Washington did it. I go, okay, that put him away. And seconds later, we don't cover the kick. And a guy runs down the sideline. And nobody catches him. And then it was,
Either way, though, you should still be able to put together a drive at the end of that game.
Yes. If you're truly,
I don't know if you've seen how they showed some different angles of that third down. We ran out of bounds.
I didn't see it anymore.
Running across the middle of the field. But.
I didn't have to see anymore.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, man, we can blame. If you're a Tua fan, you want to blame the offensive line the rest of your life, you can. But Tua does not.
I got
not,
that on Twitter yesterday. There's one guy left.
I just want to let you know that. Well, it's fine. And listen, that's why we have these shows. Your thoughts on guys.
I'm not so sure it's debatable anymore.
Tua does not even look like the Tua that I'm used to when he's playing well before some injuries. He does not look the same to me. Just doesn't. And I'm talking about, he just threw out a 300-yard game. He does not look the same to me. Even his decision-making, I know his brain is going when to be smart and when to go for it. But at the end of that game, you got two snaps left, man. And you're working your way down there. I mean, you got a minute and 9 seconds. You're at the 26-yard line, 26 yards from winning that game. And I get it, man. I sometimes you got to run for your life. You watch all these games. You see Baker Mayfield on 4th and 10. 4th and 10 last night, last drive. 4th and 10, and Houston's going to win that game. Minute something left. He takes off and runs for about 15 yards. And I was like, wow. I mean, you just, Drake May, he got flushed out of the pocket. He took off, ran down, score down in the red zone. That's a nice little extra touch that you get when a play doesn't work and you can keep it alive. Hey, Lamar and Josh and Patrick Mahomes running for, you know, he ran more than he wanted to, but he takes off and runs for first downs. Anyway, we got to go to break here. We got short week and we have something else going on here. Canes and Gators, Saturday night, college game day. In Coral Gables, man, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. And not only that, but we'll get you caught up on some other news. But, yeah, we kind of got started on the old culture. The old culture. I don't know, man. I'm kind of burned out on, hey, how's your culture? Panthers got a great culture. Yeah. Yeah. They all like each other. They're all really good. And they win at a high, high level. Yes, That culture right now is really good. Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T is really good too, man. Not that you have it, but Atlantic Men's Clinic can knock it out for you. Look at, I always say this, and I did not know this. I'm a big dummy. So I went in there, I mean, year and a half. I mean, getting close here. It's been a long time. And I go, man, and you're kind of embarrassed. I'm sitting there with low T. I'm tired all the time. It got really bad. Really, really bad. Like I fall asleep on my way home from this. I can't tell you how many times I was going to work out or walk a little bit or play tennis, and I just said, I'm not going today. Maybe tomorrow. Feel better. And then ED, the sex drive. Oh, God. First, it was hit and miss there for about a year and a half, and then it was just miss. Nothing was working. I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I got great results. I really did. And I found out every guy is going to have ED and low T at some point in their life. 50% of the men in their 50s will have ED. How about that? 50%. We got guys in their late 30s and 40s going in there right now, Atlantic Men's Clinic, to pick up their energy level, get their sex drive back, and you can too. This is what they do. And to me, they do it a lot better than anybody else. Professional. They do it the right way. They police the program. You get the T, the PSA test, if medically advised, a test dose. Their professionals meet with you, put you on a plan, and you are off and running with great results pretty darn quick. Hey, 7 locations in South Florida to serve you, including a brand new one in Hollywood. Call them today, 877-4-
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, even days where he ripped me a new rear end, I knew that guy knew how to win. I knew he knew what he was doing. And all those guys had that in common. These guys like him. They like Mike. They should. Like, he drafted me. That's a big one. You wouldn't be here without him, and you wonder where you would be. But for everybody coming out, like, look at, man, this is not about who's liked and who's not liked. And, hey, we're all getting along here. And, you know, and man, this is about winning games. You're getting paid because the more you make, it's very fundamental. The more you make, the better you're expected to be. And if those guys aren't playing well, some nice stories. Don't get me wrong. There's some nice stories. Some young guys that have a chance. We're going through growing pains. And by the way, our fan base understands that. Our fan base been around long enough to know if a couple young guys had some rough plays the other day. And it wasn't, you know, but there's going to be growing pains, and you understand that. You understand that young guys playing the first time in the NFL are not going to be playing their best football the first two games. It's only going to get better as long as they keep their confidence. They're going to learn. And a lot of those guys, as long as they got the right mental makeup, will get better and better and better. But you got to have your best guys. And listen, your quarterback is making – there's a reason this thing is so lopsided in the pay scale in the NFL. The top quarterbacks, the franchise quarterbacks, and you're a franchise quarterback when you get that second contract now, because that second contract is now 50 plus and on its way up. We're going to have a lot of guys in the 60s here pretty soon. But those guys, God, I know it's 11 on 11 sport. It is. But those guys got to be special. Got to be special. So a lot of different things tied to this. And, you know, it's great who gets up and talks. And I've had four or five teammates. We've had some good laughs with the guys getting up and talking. And which guys get up and talk, feel they can get up and talk on behalf of the team. And when one of the guys who used to get up, a veteran guy would get up, and you're like, why are you talking to everybody? You haven't done anything. You haven't been very – so the players on the team know who's really playing well and who's not. They know. They know secrets on a football team of who's good and who's not. No, they know. They, even if they're not in meetings all day, they know who's playing well and who's not. So anyway, yeah, we spent a lot of time on this culture thing, way too much. Started with the Heat culture. And I heard other guys, I go to the city, like, dude, there's this Heat culture. You guys going to ever stop talking about the Heat culture, you know, and other teams. And now look at the Panthers. Panthers, 3 years, Stanley Cup, back-to-back champions. They got it rolling pretty good. They signed all their guys again. Some of the guys took less money to come back and be part of this. And they know they got something special. And I really do believe not only do they really like playing together, one of the reasons they like playing together, they win a lot. They look around the room and go, we got a lot of really good players. And somebody always picks somebody else up. And we win. We go on the road, we win. We win at home. Man, culture's always going to be good as long as you're winning. You ever see anybody go, we got great culture, and you're friggin' losing games? When's the last time you say, oh, man, culture? Oh, can't be that good. Hey, I'll tell you, the other thing is, Mike's got a stereotype out there. The guys take advantage of him. And that when they do make mistakes, he's not tough enough on their mistakes. And they come back and say, we don't think you have to beat a guy up on a mistake. You can give him positive reinforcement. I don't know, because I'm not from that school. I didn't grow up from that school. And I sure the hell didn't get that from Don Shula. That wasn't positive reinforcement. And by the way, I think one of those things those guys all had in common, if they didn't like what they saw, and I know it's a different game today. So Jimmy and Don Shula and Pat Riley, they get ready. If they needed to make a statement, I got a bunch of teammates telling me right now, somebody needs to go. Just, you saw Aaron Glenn did that. Aaron Glenn had a guy fumble up there in New York. He got rid of him. Aaron Glenn.
They're not in position to start getting rid of guys. That's the problem.
No.
Like, you're picking guys off practice squads at this point. Like, you can't be getting rid of bodies here.
Well, everybody's picking off. I said that to you the other day. Everybody's looking.
But you know what I'm saying? 16. Like, you can't just toss guys off the team just to make a statement.
No, this probably what you have and you put all this time into is probably your best player. But look at, if they're making the same mistakes and you can't count on them mentally, then.
Well, who are you going to find to do it, though? That would be the,
well, that's the
counter,
other
right? Like,
I
understand
thing.
The whole, like, let's throw the guy off the team, make a statement.
So I wanted to say this, Woody, too, while we're here. And I'm a lot better today. I got some good sleep. The Darren Waller thing. So I'm going.
You sure you're better today?
Yeah, I am. I just want to bring it up.
Okay.
So
okay.
We're now going into week three, short week. And WSVN, home of Drew Rosenhaus, who's his client. Guy comes out. You saw that. Their anchor came out and said he's probably not going to play.
Okay.
I'm like,
well, come on, bro. We surprised?
What are we doing? They're saying, you know, he's sending out nice stuff. I see somebody show me his social media stuff and blessed to be here and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm glad. He is blessed to be here. They paid him to not play.
What are we doing? What are we doing? And by the way, we put him on a 53-man roster. We put him on the roster. Like, hey, you're here. You got your money. You're there. Congratulations. You'll be here.
I mean, most of these things are fireable offenses for a GM, but our guy is, you know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Not a free pass, I guess.
I don't know. Anyway, hey, Woody, we're going to hit the road here for just a second. Here we got more stuff. By the way, I don't know if anybody stayed up last night. Tampa Bay, nice last drive down the field. Including a Baker Mayfield 4th-and-10 scramble for about 15 yards to keep it alive on 4th-and-10. Keep that drive going. He goes down and beats Houston in Houston. And then the Chargers last night go to 2-0. They might be the best team on the West right now. It's early. You know, I'm not counting out Denver yet. Yeah. I'm not counting out Kansas City.
That stings.
Kansas City's got that schedule. Boy, when you go to a Super Bowl or win a Super Bowl, your schedule. They're not nice to you on that schedule.
No, the Chiefs look like they're in trouble, but that Chargers thing is painful to watch. Texter, by the way, sent this in this morning. Joey said that McDaniel and Tua should watch the last few minutes of that Tampa Bay game, that Bucs drive at the end there.
I agree.
So that's how you put together a drive.
How good
is Baker Mayfield? I can't believe Baker Mayfield is this good.
It's two drives in a row.
I just can't believe he ended up being this good.
Two in a row. That team's 2-0. And by the way, reason I bring up Chargers and Tampa Bay, we're going to see them both down here. They're both going to be playing the Miami Dolphins here.
That should go well.
Anyway, so both teams now 2-0. Anyway, hey, we're going to Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, partners of Cohn and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation, cover all of South Florida. Love to come out and see if you're going through an injury right now. You've been injured in a automobile accident or something happened at work that's got you out of work or in a lot of pain right now, Harvey and Gary would love to represent you and be there from start to finish. Handle your case. They will, as partners, will handle your case from start to finish. Yeah. One of the few, by the way, one of the few law firms out there, when you hear Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, you know they're actually going to represent you. And there's going to be no handoffs to some other attorneys that are going to handle your case. They got you. So if you think you're going to one of those big ones on TV and you're, hey, you're going to handle my case, go, no, I got other attorneys for years over there. Now all of a sudden, right off the bat, you're going, well, I don't feel like I'm really wanted here. I don't feel like I may be getting your best service or your best people. Well, you won't get that with Harvey and Gary. I can promise you that, man. 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial, get you multi-million-dollar results, small enough just to call you back. Communication is important at Conan Judah. Go to conanjudah.com. Read the reviews. Partners who you can always get a hold of with great results coming. 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember this. They don't pay other lawyers to do the work. You hire them to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Or are you worried in any event that your message and your voice isn't being received by the entire locker room just at the level it needs to?
Yeah, I mean, I think I develop confidence through my watching and seeing how players respond, and that's something that's always a part of my coaching process. And, you know, I think if there was anything that would lend me to believe that messages weren't being received, then you address those things. That to me, I think you know, I've seen a team that is trying to do everything they can to win, and coming up short and pressing forward and trying to change that result. So just based upon witnessing actions, that hasn't come across my plate until you asked.
All right, Mike McDaniel was obviously asked a lot of questions yesterday, basically about his job and where the after these first two games. They weren't getting a whole lot of X's and O's. It was more about Mike and what's going on at camp and with his team. Has he lost his team? How are you going to handle it? Where are you? Anyway, Mike's, hey, man, you got to win. Just got to win games. And this one, you just stepped up in competition in a couple of days, Thursday night, with this Buffalo Bills team that is off to a great start. Number one offense in football through two games. Number two running team, rushing team, number top 10 passing team, defensively top 10. I mean, it's a good team. Even after Baltimore got a little bit of a track meet with them there till the late in that game, Buffalo's able to come back. But Yeah, and it's Thursday night football game, and so we'll here we go, bounce back after that loss, which, by the way, that loss in a lot of ways was a lot more difficult than that first game, even though just can't explain what happened in that first game because you were just so bad. And it just, from start to finish, there was just never a play made to stop it. It just, you kept going, okay, somebody's going to make a play. We're going to get this flipped around and get back in this thing. And it just never happened. Last game, you got off to a slow start. You can't be down at home by two touchdowns to start the game. And then you come back. You do get some great plays. You get some big plays. You get back in it. You take the lead. And after your biggest play of the year, a punt return, you very next play give up a kickoff return. Just a killer. And then your defense gets a stop. So you get two chances in the last few minutes of the fourth quarter in good field position to win the game. You get not one, but two chances. First one ends in a quick interception. The other one ends up in a sack to finish off the game, even down almost into the red zone on the second drive, and couldn't finish it off because you got sloppy, and a first and 10 ended up, a first and 20, and just couldn't overcome it, and here you are. So now this is why all these questions pop up. And there's going to be voices, by the way. Even Rich Eisen jumped into it yesterday, who's like the nicest guy in the NFL. So yeah, you're going to get it. It's going to get worse. It's not going away. And this will not be an easy one, obviously, as you are, a 12.5 point. Is it 12.5 points, Woody? It's some crazy number. 12.5 point underdog in this game.
Yeah, that's never good, man.
Big fat double digit. Number for an NFL game.
Couple of touchdowns there. Yeah. Never.
Couple of never good. No. Never a good thing. Hey, by the way, we got
fair some, though, by the way, right?
Yes.
I mean, this game has blowout written all over it.
What they just did to the Jets, they went into the Jets and put it on them, ran for 220 something yards and just said, this is the way we're going to play, and put that thing away early. So
it would be unbelievably stunning if the Dolphins went up there and got a win.
That would be
the biggest upset.
That would be a huge upset. Yes, it would. That would be one of those crazy. Remember when the Dolphins changed their offense with Ricky and Ronnie, went up to New England, yeah, and they weren't ready for that Wildcat? They tried to adjust. They just couldn't adjust. Like, what would happen to it and do it some more.
Yeah, except we don't have any.
No, we don't have
like that. But I was just watching the Bills again, like the way they run the football. That's got to be the most concerning part, right?
Always been good with pass protection. I think their pass protection is really good. You know how good the quarterback is. And they've given them, I don't know what you call this group of receivers. They're all compliment each other, all good.
If I'd say good.
They're all getting them. They're just across the board. You just go through the names, you know.
That's just what happens when you have a
Coleman,
really good quarterback,
Palmer,
though.
Shakir.
When you have a quarterback of that level of talent, I mean, none of those guys are even close to anyone. Tyreek, Waddle?
No.
Those guys are even close.
No, they're not. Nope.
Not even the same league.
But we have that thing with quarterback. We're not in the same league.
Yes.
With that part of it. So anyway, got the Canes. Gators, Saturday night, college game. It's going to be a crazy couple of days, Woody. My God, Friday and Saturday are going to be a lot of fun around here getting ready. And, of course, we have a large fan base of Gator fans down here. And if you didn't go to school like me at Florida, yeah, I probably couldn't have gotten in. You're right. That's hard to get into there. But we've given money to that school because probably had a chance. One of your kids ended up being a Gator. So, yeah, this one just kind of adds on to the whole thing and a whole party and Canes improvement, some great articles out on the Canes and this team. And you're right, man, this team just feels and Cam Ward and Carson Beck, different guys, no question about it. I mean, listen, first overall pick, I'm not saying Carson Beck's that guy. But, boy, you look overall at the team play right now and this team just feels like a true top five team in the country. They just, that's how it feels. Now, they got to win. They got two big-ass tests coming up because the Florida Gators have a lot of talent on that team, even though they got two bad losses or one bad loss. And then they got Florida State, who looks to be really, really good right now. But, man, I got to tell you, it kind of starts too, doesn't it, when you say this team? Hate to do this. It's early. But it's kind of turned into Carson Beck, C.J. Daniels, Malachi Toney, and Mark Fletcher, kind of your frontline guys. And then Baines and Mezador on defense. Now, I know I'm cutting out a lot of guys that are having good seasons and stuff. But it just kind of feels like that's a big part in these big games of guys you're going to be talking about that you kind of expect will make a lot of big plays and will be leading the charge. Reuben Baines is off to a great, great start after last year coming back from the injury. Had a great freshman year, of course. Last year just never got it going because of the injury. Came back, but just wasn't the same guy. Doesn't even look close to what he's doing right now. He's getting after it. So can't wait. Can't wait for Saturday night to see what that's. And we'll be talking a lot this week about that game coming up here as more. Had some people call for tickets yesterday. Just can't get enough of those tickets, man.
You put them in the corner?
No, I was going to see if, yeah.
That's your section, right?
Upper deck now.
Oh, upper deck?
No. Now I'm just looking like, hey, if they just ask for tickets, I just go, well, here's what I have. Hmm. You know, it's amazing, too. Amount of people don't, like, they think you can get, I guess you can't get good tickets, right?
For the Canes?
Yeah. You got to pay for them. You can get anything, right?
You can sit anywhere you want.
Anywhere you want.
You
can
sit in that Golden Canes section at 72.
But you're going to pay. You're going to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you know that from experience.
I do. Just wanted to hear you say it so it didn't sound better.
Well, no. I mean, remember when you had that concert, like the day of? You sit anywhere you want. As long as you got that credit card.
That cost me a lot of money to get out of that doghouse.
Hey, at least no one's going to bother you for Dolphins tickets. See what those things were going for?
No.
Speaking of sit wherever you want, you could have walked into that game for a couple of bucks.
Well,
Sunday. That thing, would it get down to 20 bucks or something? Was the get-in price at kickoff?
Sure, if you stayed around.
They have club seats for 50, 60 bucks.
Oh. All right, Woody, you got me.
Tough time to be a season ticket holder.
All right, can I just take a second here to talk? Jeez. Look what they've done to us with this start.
Oh, people ask you for tickets. You're like, listen, just go all to right. The secondary market. They're half price.
So if you've been a Dolphin fan, been complaining it's too expensive, now's the time to go to a Dolphins game is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Jets up next year, by the way. Hey, let's talk about hurricane season here. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. Old leaky roof, huh? You got it right now going on. You're patching it up going, I just got to get through one more hurricane season. Why are you playing that game? Replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Save big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Boy, Loctite does it all for you. Roof, windows, doors, going to protect your home from all this crazy weather and never have to worry about it. So don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. They got a professional team that will answer the phone for you today. Get you started. Answer all your questions. Covering all of South Florida, Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.